Continuing with Principle 9, Awareness, we're on page 24, the third paragraph. This principle is encoded in the teaching of the sages that redemption did not come until Israel descended to the lowest level. This means that redemption comes only after we have become aware of the full extent of our selfishness and lack of belief in God. Then we can be redeemed. Awareness of our enslavement precedes our redemption. Awareness of our lack of emuna in God enables us to be given that emuna. Awareness of our self-centeredness enables us to be brought beyond it. In order to reach a state of unconditional love, we have to first realize that we don't yet have unconditional love, that we're not yet loving unconditionally. To attain deep belief in God, we first have to realize that we don't yet have deep belief in God. That awareness is what will allow us to be brought beyond it. We can't come out of our enslavement until first we realize that to what we're enslaved. When we begin our involvement in spiritual practice, we expect to ascend higher and higher spiritually. The reality is the opposite. First, we need to go along the very difficult path of developing awareness of our desire to receive. Only afterwards are we able to come to our elevated state of true giving. So as we're growing spiritually, we're more and more becoming aware of how far there is to go. The more we're developing spiritually, the more we're developing our awareness of our desire to receive, awareness how everything we're doing is in some way rooted in serving ourselves, and more developing our awareness of how much we're lacking in our belief in God. As we develop spiritually and become more aware of our self-centeredness, we experience opposite feelings. One, it hurts to realize our selfishness. Two, we are happy to have been given awareness of what needs to be fixed in us. These two opposite feelings are experienced one after the other. First, we feel the sorrow and pray from the depths of our hearts for an inner transformation. Although we need to feel the sorrow fully, we are not to remain in sorrow, because sadness is a state of disconnection from God. After we have felt the sorrow, we then strive to be happy for having been given awareness of what needs to be fixed. That joyfulness reconnects us to God, and then we can receive the answer to our prayers. So in order to be given the ability to love unconditionally and the ability to believe in God, we have to become aware of our inability to give unconditionally and our lack of belief in God. So as we're doing spiritual practice, which we're trying to, in our spiritual practice, to be giving unconditionally and to be believing in our spiritual practice, and we're focusing on where our giving is really coming from and what is really our level of belief, when we start to do this in a deep way, all of our spiritual practice is imbued with trying to become aware of why I'm really doing what I'm doing and where is my belief. So then in our spiritual practice, we become more and more aware of our lack of ability to truly give and our lack of belief. So as that awareness starts to become conscious of it through spiritual practice, through deep spiritual practice, so it says here that we have two opposite feelings. One, it's a very sorrowful feeling. Wow, what, I'm just trying to serve myself all the time. But there's a joyfulness when we know that coming to realize that is the path towards transcending that. Becoming aware of how we're working from self-interest all the time is the way to then yearn to be brought beyond that. So we need to feel the sorrow of that in order to yearn to be brought beyond it. But he mentioned here how in a state of sorrow is a state of disconnection from our divine source, because our divine source is flowing goodness and pleasure all the time, joyfulness. So although we need to feel that sorrow, because that's what will give us to yearn to be brought beyond it, we learn that sorrow is only for a measured time. But most of our day, we want to be in a state of joyfulness, which is divine connection. So how can we be joyful when we're becoming aware of our ego, of our self-centeredness, of our lack of belief? So we can be joyful because the learning is telling us that the extent that that's we're becoming aware of that inside of ourselves, that that's a good sign, because that's the ability to now be able to go beyond it. And the extent to which we're becoming aware of it is the extent to which we can be brought beyond it. So although the very fact of the selfishness itself is sorrowful, we can be joyful in the fact that it's been brought to our awareness, and now we can yearn to be brought beyond it. Okay, so let's end here for now, and God willing, continue next time.